Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Fruitless trees. Woe unto them, trees whose fruit withers, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Jude 1:11-12. Many illustrations in Scripture compare the responsibility of trees to bear fruit and the responsibility of Christians to produce righteousness. The reason for the frequent comparisons is that a good tree brings not forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. It is easy to tell what kind of tree is because every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. Jude is making the point, however, that there are trees planted amidst the orchard of God's kingdom churches that have withering fruit, or have already been rooted up as worthless, fruitless, and twice dead. These trees have absolutely no place among the healthy trees. At best, they scar and mar the beauty of the orchard, and at worst, they spread their decay and rot throughout it. Another very important point is that trees that have withered or cannot produce good fruit are not salvageable. All of nature demonstrates and reinforces the eternal principle that every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. Such dead, fruitless trees are to be hewn down and cast into the fire. The common thread in all of these several pictures by Jude is the damage that can be done by ungodly tares among the wheat, fig trees that should be providing nourishment but do not, and plants that are choked by cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. All of these can spread the leaven through the whole lump and undermine the work of God.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.